Hey everybody, welcome to Chat Wheel. It's 9/27, September 27th. I'm your host, Darius, and with me as always, Greg Pewter Figurines Laird.
What the fuck? That's okay, I guess that's an intro. Hi everybody, hope everyone's doing good.
He bought a $50 bottle of bourbon.
That's not that expensive.
With a pewter figurine.
It does have a pewter figurine.
I think that's why he bought it.
I'd be lying if I said it wasn't a significant contributor to me buying it.
I'm casting magic missile. And as always, Mason, White Elephant Hills, Way Dota, Ciotti.
It's a lot of fucking names.
I know, Jesus.
Yeah, you need to cut down.
I tried, but you just decided to say all of them. Anyway, hey everybody. Sorry we didn't have an episode for you guys last week. We had to rush Greg to the emergency room. Won't say for what, but let's just say it involved a pewter figurine.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. Okay. Alright. Moving on.
You all can't see it, but Darius is shitting himself right now.
Shit. I'm about to pass a pewter figurine.
Okay. I can't handle this anymore. Let's talk about the good stuff. We can all make fun of other people. It'll be great.
Hold on. All right. Collecting myself. All right. We're going to start off with the most juicy story of the week. Sayori. Mmm. So much tasty drama. I can't even handle it.
She is pretty tasty.
I'm married. I have no response to that.
What
now,
a weak answer. Not, can you believe that shit, Mason?
That is a non-committal answer.
Can you believe that shit?
I'm sorry. I have a girlfriend. I have no response
to that. Okay. All right. I'll say it. She's rather attractive. Moving on. Now that we've gotten past that.
Never mind. We'll get into that in a minute. All right. So on Wednesday the 25th, rumors broke that Sayori was the new manager for LGD Int. A Reddit account named Sayori Dota stated in response to in a Reddit post, "I can confirm this. I'll be moving to the LGD house along with the team and helping them in their preparation for TI4. As this is repeated reference to the Dota 2 fundraiser, I've clarified earlier this was an honest mistake."
I think it is worth noting that Reddit account was only 24 hours old. However, that seems like a pretty reasonable response.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a troll response. The one who made the post was like, "Sayori stole my babies" or something like that. So that's a troll name. Now, meanwhile, Malik said on Twitter, "It was the only option they had in order for them to secure Brax as a player. Desperate times call for desperate measures." Now, whether this is like sarcasm, who knows? But it did put in the spotlight that Brax is in a relationship with Sayori. And Brax created a Reddit post saying, part of it is, "Secondly, I'd like to address a rumor regarding Sayori as LGD's Int manager. This isn't the case. After TI3, our managers Helen and Nicholas decided to leave LGD due to missing home and school, respectively. As we did not have an English-speaking manager assist us in China, blah, 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 she temporarily assisted us and used the LGD tag in order to communicate, but she's not the manager. Of course, she's still wearing the LGD tag in Steam."
His thing also says that all costs to come to China came out of her own expenses.
Well, that came out of Child's Play expenses, theoretically.
Oh, man, we're already going there, huh?
I mean, we may as well just burn all of the bridges.
Train's going straight to the station, okay?
A lot of people who listen to this might not know about Sayori's wonderful past. We'll call it that. She, at one point, not too long ago, was involved in a bit of a scandal. It was about a year and a half ago around Valentine's Day. And basically what it comes down to is a lot of people were saying that she took money from this fundraiser and put it into her bank account.
$2,200.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
And it's a charity that helps sick children. Child's Play. Made by PAX creators, Penny Arcade. How fucking low do you have to be?
I don't want to talk about her previous indiscretions.
I kind of do.
No, we're not. It's not worth it. Not worth it. Everyone already hates her.
And I want to affirm that hate.
Okay.
Because you stole from sick kids.
I mean, it's okay. I mean,
We're gonna let that sleeping dog lie for now and say that if you want more information, do a Google search. I promise you'll find it, and we'll let you guys come to your own opinions regarding that matter.
I want to let you all know that I want to rage on your behalf, but they won't let me, so we'll move on.
Point taken.
But this is kind of an interesting situation. There's a couple ways you could look at it. One of the ways is from Brax's point of view. He made that post that we just talked about. Whether you choose to believe that post or not, that's sort of your own prerogative, but...
Seems unbiased.
It could be noted that perhaps Sayori was under the table while he was writing that. And I'm just saying, it's a possibility.
Oh, I can't say things.
Oh, God. So we rule that one out, but that's fine.
I mean, boundaries, okay?
I'm not sure
what they are, but...
Let me tell you something. I do not take anyone's opinion when their penis is going inside the subject. All right.
Allegedly. It's like, allegedly.
No, it's not. It's not
definitely
even allegedly.
Not allegedly.
All right. It's like no. Dota 2 is professional, and I separate Dota 2 from my personal life. And if she had problems that caused issues with the team, I'd let her go in a heartbeat. But she is a really hot Asian, and my penis goes into various orifices, and I'm like 18. But whatever. I can separate these two things pretty easily. No, you fucking can't. You can't at all.
I mean, I don't think there's any question regarding his, you know, commitment to Dota, and that like he is a committed player and yada yada yada. Like that's true, but I mean, I'm only 20 myself. Like, I know for a fact that as much as we'd all like to think sometimes that we can separate "quote unquote" work from play, that's not always the case.
What kills me here is that Brax is like the nicest fucking dude on the planet, and he's 18, and Sayori is much older. I don't know exactly how old she is, but she's somewhere in her mid-20s. You know, I think maybe not everyone knows what that feels like, but everyone at some point has been played like a fiddle, and
liked it.
and liked it, but you know, unfortunately for Brax, this is sort of in the public eye, and I feel bad for him, and I think Sayori should feel bad about herself.
It's really hard to be unbiased. I'm not even saying this next part. When you have, like, Mason, you've had a girlfriend, same
Four
one
years.
For a while now, okay?
4 years.
How many times have you gotten put into situations that you probably wouldn't have done or wouldn't want to be in because of a significant other? As you get older, you realize
this. I will withhold that comment.
And the answer is, it happens a lot. You're like, son of a bitch, no, dude, fine. And you do it because you love the person, or you think you love the person, or whatever else.
I don't think he can love anyone.
Maybe he loved himself. I don't know. But the point is, it's very easy for, especially if like you're looking at like an argument with the person you're in love with, to say, you know what, yeah, okay, I'm okay with this now, even though I'm not. And that's my concern. It's really easy to say, I separate business and pleasure, but it's not that easy. That's
a lot of the times you don't even know that you're doing it. I mean, I know that there's been countless times where, you know, I've been in certain situations and made decisions and made comments and not made comments and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, in the moment of doing it, I'm like, no, like, this is what it is. And then I look back on it afterwards, and I'm like, wow, I'm a fucking moron.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's easy. I mean, I hate to, you know what they say, I hate to attribute to malice what can be easily confirmed by stupidity. But, you know, I wouldn't say anything is being done to hurt anybody one way or the other. I think it's just a matter of thinking that you can separate things more than you actually can, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, basically where I'm at is I feel very bad that Brax is in this situation, and especially that he's in this situation with someone who is rather unpopular in the community.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, that's being extremely nice.
Well, you and I had a conversation about that, and I was saying, it's like, it's like being, how do I put it without being offensive?
It can be offensive.
Well, no, not. I mean, my reference is Hitler, so I don't want to use
okay,
that.
Okay, yep. Never mind.
Yeah, let's hold off on that one.
It's like you're like, fuck? This is better. You're like the Stalin of like the Dota 2 world. Okay, if there was like an evil villain that everyone disliked, okay, like the greatest evil in Dota. Okay.
Are you comparing Sarah to Stalin right now?
More evil than Pendragon. Okay.
Did you realize that Stalin was worse than Hitler? Right.
That's debatable.
I wasn't there. Dragon Ball Z. How about Cell?
Okay.
I never watched Dragon Ball Z.
Just go with the reference.
No. No.
Your anyway. Rival from the Pokemon games.
Okay. All right. I can support this reference.
Okay. So you have this person that's absolutely hated. I mean, yeah, she's like number one. She's enemy like, number
is,
one.
Is comparing and you, her to is Gaddafi, is that also an unfair comparison?
No, everyone that's, hates him. You know, I mean, if
we stay away from dictators, maybe. That, like, actually kill people.
I can't think of anyone really that evil that, you know, I can't think of anyone, like, pseudo-evil. Like, hey, this guy was kind of bad, but I guess, you know, I don't want that. I want him to be bad. So Sayuri is, like, the number one hated person in Dota, okay? And okay. Meanwhile, you are a professional Dota player, and you're like, hey.
I mean, Brax you know is basically what? Johnny Appleseed.
You're like, this is the best idea I've ever had. I'm going to go with the most hated person in Dota. Nothing bad can happen from this. And I'm like, what makes you, and especially like in my mind, is like, what makes
oh,
you.
Oh, don't. Okay. All right. I know where you're going with this.
Yeah,
what
you do
think it's okay. I don't know. You're 18 and she's hot.
And that's your defense.
Like a good reason.
But my defense is like, she stole from fucking sick kids.
Okay.
Where is your limit? Where? It's like, this is, what do this you is have to do to like,
oh, somewhere between 3 and 4 inches below the waist is the limit.
It's like, wait, where's your point of no fuck return? Okay, like, no, I won't tap that. Is it killing people at this point? Because you stole from sick kids. It's like up in the top 10 of bad things you could do. And it's like, you know what? I can accept you for who you are, what you did. No, that's not right. I don't know anything about Brax. I'm sure he's a nice guy. And I'm talking out my ass right now. But what the hell? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Earlier I said that you can't attribute to malice what can easily be explained by stupidity. I'd like to add an addendum or teenage hormones.
I mean, seriously, though. He's 18. I know you're not quite 18 anymore, Darian. But,
I'm 19.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yep.
I am actually 31, in case anyone wants to know.
19 how many times?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it would be like...
Math is way too hard.
I won't ask you to do math.
But, okay. But seriously, he's 18. Everyone makes really dumb choices. I still make dumb choices, but I'm only 21. So, you know, I feel like that's in my realm of my right. But anyway, I just feel bad for Brax, honestly.
You know who I feel really bad for?
LGD.
Yeah, the fucking rest of LGD. Poor Black. Like, okay, we get to TI3. My team disintegrates. I finally get my dream to go to China to play. Fuck.
Yeah.
You know, my problem was LGD didn't come out and make that statement. Brax did. You're like an organization.
Yeah,
you should have been
no
responding to that.
Yeah, but they have no one that speaks English in their organization except for Sayuri right now.
Well, have this slot.
Okay. Mali was gone, and he was their primary social contact.
We'll get to all
of their social media. He did their Twitter, their Facebook. He communicated with all the fans. Like, Nicholas is gone. He, like, kind of spoke English a little bit. Ruru, I don't think, speaks any English, because I remember being in contact with him about something.
I would take them writing an entire post in Chinese, pushing the shit into Google Translate, hitting enter, copying and pasting that into a post.
Dude, they might not
I would
know
take
this
that.
They might not even know this is an issue.
They better know about it.
By
the time
Brax
responded,
you know what? That's a fair point, though.
But by the time Brax responded, if they didn't know it was an issue, then Brax needed to be slammed into a wall because that should have been told to them as soon as it hit the fan.
Well, here's the thing.
Shit hit the fan and hit them in the face, they should have known about it.
They might not have known until they realized that Brax had made a statement on something, because otherwise it's like, okay, this is like not involving us whatsoever, so fuck it. Now, it's entirely possible that the minute they saw a statement go up by him, they were like, oh boy, and you know, we don't know what's going behind the scenes right now.
Great. It's been 3 days.
They're not going to make
Where
it.
Are
I
they?
I don't think they're going to make it. If they make a statement about this, it's not going to be for a while.
And you have people on Reddit, which I was actually watching today, Ace. And no offense to LD and Gods, because I love them to death. I clicked into Ace. I saw DK versus LGD, China, and I got off the stream. Because I am one of those people where it's like, if you're going to support this kind of this terrible shit, even if you're supporting it not on purpose, but you're just going along with it, I'm not watching your games. I'm not supporting your organization. And there's collateral damage involved with that, which sucks. But if you say it's okay, then they're just going to go with it. If they get, if the organizers of the tournaments get hit by their viewership because LGD's reputation has been hit and people are boycotting them, it's a good thing. I don't think it'll actually go to a point where it matters, because very rarely it does. But on my own personal level, I do it. They still had 7,000 people watching the Ace games this morning. I'd like to see it be less, but most people will just watch anyway, even though they say it. But I switched out of it because I just think it's kind of shitty to have someone even wearing the tag in Steam. That's that kind of caliber person.
As much as I agree with you, I think we just need to, as a community, be careful. Because, I mean, we spoke a little bit earlier about, you know, we spoke, I think it was a couple weeks ago at this point, about the whole, you know, witch hunt mentality in regards to Kelly Milkies. And I know that this is a very different situation.
She's the patron saint compared to Sayuri.
I know that there's different reasons for community hate and whatnot, and I don't think that anybody is unjustified in being angry about what's going on. But I don't know. I personally think that we need to take that step back from condemning an entire organization when we don't know what's going on right now. And like you said, yes, it's been 3 days, but like, LGD is a pretty big fucking company over in China. Like, they're, like, I mean, I don't know who I can necessarily compare them to, but like, if something was going down,
the organization's not very big, but there's a lot of investors.
Okay, that's just as good in my books, you know? Like, I mean, I don't know if it's a fair comparison, but like, if some shit was going down at Intel, you know, or
that is not a fair comparison.
Or, okay, give me a fair comparison.
I don't know.
If something was going down at Stop and Shop.
See, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard, you know. We had the Hitler issue earlier.
And
it's hard to find how it references.
If something is
fucking damn it.
Fair enough. If something is going down at a fairly substantial company, they're not going to jump to conclusions and put out a message to the world just to say that we responded in a timely fashion. They're going to sit back and try to figure out what the fuck is going on before making a statement, because they would be foolish to otherwise. So I think we need to withhold judgments on the organization as a whole until that they have time to successfully figure out what they're going to do about it. And I don't think
I don't have a problem with people like with what Derek does. I don't think that's unfair.
I think it is a little bit.
I don't. Why do you think that's unfair? I mean, it's the fact of the matter is that whether she's actually part of that officially or not, or she's a temp or whatever.
She's on the team technically, even if it's just residue.
Yeah, she's
get it, residue.
God damn it, she like she's part of the
on the team.
Like she's
welcome.
Attached to that organization now until they say something publicly. So I don't think there's anything wrong with being like, I'm just not going to watch their games. I can't support that team. I mean,
can I like sharpen my pitchfork for next week then? Is a week enough time for you to
I don't know, give feedback on this?
I don't know
it would be enough time.
Yeah, but
I mean, personally,
I hope this. I just hope that The only thing that I want that I say is that I hope this doesn't get like in fucking StarCraft when people are like, "Oh, I'm gonna write to your sponsors." Oh God, that was so frustrating. But like you know, just saying, you know, I'm not gonna watch this team until they either say something about this or change something about it. I don't see why that's unfair at all.
I even wrote to my congressman. I was so mad. I don't know if he knows what I was talking about. But
I don't know. Maybe it's just my personal outlook on it. You know, I'm completely okay with agreeing to disagree. But by choosing not to watch LGD, you're hurting a lot more than just LGD itself.
Right. And I say collateral damage. You're doing collateral damage.
I don't know. I don't think it's fair. I don't think that inflicting that collateral damage, you know, as much or as little as one person can have or one entire community can have is, I don't know. I don't think it's entirely warranted yet. I'm not saying that it's not a little bit, and I'm not saying that it is not possibly eventually going to be fair. But I think as much as a right we have to be angry, we need to put down the pitchforks.
Now, I will say that what happened after this was Brack said, no, she's not the manager. Molly, God bless Molly, former community manager, said, no, she is, basically in a Reddit post, saying, indeed, she's a team manager, saying it's a position he wanted ultimately, but understood that she was chosen over him. He was a little upset with her in general in the organization. So he wanted to be manager, obviously. So you can – there's definitely a little bit of a bias for him.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you read that Molly post – everything that's on there, take that with a grain of salt, because clearly there's some bad blood or something there.
But he did come out and say, I wanted that job, which actually takes balls. He wasn't trying to be...
Of course he wanted that job. That doesn't take balls.
No, to admit that he's annoyed about it and he wanted that job, he could have been like... Because in earlier posts, he was like, I don't want money. And he was selfless in that respect, but he came back and said, and I wanted that. He was honest, at least. I mean, he does seem honest, but he's also a burnt bridge. You know what I mean? It's hard to kind of see who was actually telling the truth.
Which is why I'm withholding judgment.
I mean, I'm okay with not withholding judgment, but I do agree that, you know, the whole situation is definitely not explained. I would like to give the benefit of the doubt to Brax somehow. I don't really know how, but, you know, I think that he's a really cool guy. I've only talked to him a couple times, and I've never really had a problem with him, like, in any capacity. I think he's a great player. He's super charismatic. He's a nice guy. And it just sucks that he gets wrapped up with her, Sayuri. She's a person. I was going to say some stuff right there, but I didn't.
She is indeed a person. Thank you, Greg.
That is a good analysis of who she is.
It sucks for Brax. It sucks for LGD. If people don't want to watch tournament games because of this, I think it's fine.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Where do you draw the line is my thing. Like,
well, you say it sucks for Brax, but it's not like he was...
Dude, he's 18 and he made a fucking judgment call. And it was
the
wrong one.
He knew what he was getting into.
He had no fucking idea what he was getting into. You don't know how the community is going to react to something like this. They might have never fucking found out. Do you know who the managers are for any other teams?
Let me put it this way. The community loves a good pitchfork, all right?
Kelly Milken is Alliance's manager. No one people do kind of flip shit a little bit, so maybe this is not a good example.
Yeah, you're doing
not a good example at all. Actually. We're having an example.
And, you know, at least Kelly Milkies has come out and said, hey, she's come out and defended herself. Sayuri hasn't said shit about Child's Play.
Yes, she has.
What has she said?
Whether or not you want to deem it good is... She, on multiple occasions, has called it an honest mistake.
I don't really
understand. Take that to be what
I don't understand
will,
how she
but
ever
she has said
that. But
and she if she had said like, hey, I made an honest mistake, and instead of letting this white knight pay the 2200, he paid the 2200, and I put in 2200 of my money to try to make it right. I could at least respect that versus honest mistake. Who wants a cheeseburger? Paid through the tears of children. I mean, it's and Brax is like, I'm not trying to knock on Brax because I don't know him, and I'm just assuming information. At the same time, if you find out someone robbed from little sick kids and you think it's a good idea to get involved with them, you're fucking asking for it.
Honestly, I imagine that there is more of that situation that's ever been brought to light, and I don't think it's as simple as that. I mean, I completely understand what you're saying, but it's not like she went to a hospital and started beating the shit out of little kids and taking their lollipops.
That's when she's down and out. That's the next step, actually.
All right. I
think this horse has blinders on and is just stuck on the ground as we hit it with a bat.
Yeah, it's just neighing and crying at this point.
And now there's no money to help the horse because Sayori went after the horse on next.
Oh, God. All right. Okay.
All right. I'm getting carried away. Let's talk about next. We spent, like, what, 30 minutes on that topic, probably?
It's a pretty important topic.
It is. It's all right. We weren't here last week, and sorry about that, everybody. So it's okay if we go a little bit over. But let's talk about what I like to call the mini international. MLG Columbus. Oh, my fucking God, barbecue. They finally announced their roster for the tournament. You got Alliance, Na'Vi. I'm going to skip this one first. Team Liquid, Evil Geniuses, Fnatic, and then you got the Full Sail winner and the NA Open qualifier winner. And then, all right, they work with Ace League, and Ace actually switched their schedule around to bring DK in, which is a huge fan favorite. Everyone wanted DK in because they wanted the Chinese team to come out of China and be in this, you know, Western tournament. And then, listen to fan reaction, brought in fan favorites sometimes, I guess. Rattlesnake.
How do they become the fan favorites? Can we talk about that for a second? How the fuck did Eternal Envy's team become a fan favorite? People fucking hated that guy like a month ago.
I'm pretty sure they still do, but they like the rest of the team.
Well, no, it's...
Is Sing Sing that much of a star power that he, like, overweighs? Like, people fucking hated Envy, like, literally 2 months ago.
I would have sex with Sing Sing. First, he's got a delicate bone structure.
Envy's got this, like, weird thing going on where there's going to be a part of the community that will always want to drive a dagger in his heart. And there will be this other part of the community that would probably suck his dick if given the chance. And then everybody else in the middle doesn't really give a shit.
It's the same. It's like, I like to think of it as like the demon effect. Okay. Demon and EG.
Yeah, that's fair. You know what? Demon, that's fair.
Demon and EG is like, oh, we hate demon. He's this like impotent little twerp. And he's just annoying and he's childish and he's immature, blah, blah, blah. Demon leaves EG. Oh my God, man, you're the backbone of NA Dota. I can't believe you left and I hope you find a good team. Okay. I love you. It's like, pick a side, dude.
Are you going to hate people? You're going to love people? That's just loud opinions.
But EE had the same thing. EE had the same thing. It's like, yeah. Oh my God, he told some person to kill himself.
The EE thing is way weirder for me.
He told some guy to kill himself and he said his brother killed himself. He should join him or whatever happened to that. And then all of a sudden it's like EE Sama, Lord of all that is Dota.
Yeah, like, it's fine because I like Envy, but it's like.
And you said he's a good guy, don't get me wrong.
I like Envy a lot, and like, it's just super weird to me that there's just been this flip flop of like.
The same thing. The same thing's happened with so many. Same thing happened with Loda.
So fast. No. I mean, I guess Loda's you're right. Still Loda's they won still the international. Fast. They get a free pass, right? If they stole money from children and then won the international, it's like, oh, it's fine.
And they better donate some money back to the children. I think that Kaipe's recent, like, serious success has definitely attributed to the fact of people kind of willing to sweep some of their hate under the rug. Yeah, like, can't deny that Kaipe's been doing incredible, or Rattlesnake in, has been doing incredibly well recently.
Their roster, I think, is really good. AUI has been playing well, unsurprisingly. I think I've said this before on the show, but she's like one of the most mechanically strong players. You know who the other most mechanically strong player is in North America? Envy. Like,
you forgot me.
Yeah,
and me.
Darius. But both of those, like Envy especially, practices like the most minute shit, which just like blows my mind. Like, he practices dodging stealth suns on Alchemist. Like, who the fuck does that? Envy, apparently.
People who are not pros.
Serious people.
Yeah, like,
people who don't have the feel.
I think I've watched his stream for, like, the past week. I think he's played Storm Spirit every single game. Like, I don't know if that's just because he loves Storm Spirit or he's actually trying to get amazing with him, but...
I don't think anybody can question his dedication.
He's taking a page out of my book. He's playing the same hero over and over and over.
He's taking a page out of Admiral Bulldog's book.
So anyway, it's an amazing tournament. They got some pack-ins coming. A HUD maybe, a courier. They're kind of keeping... They're doing a cheeky kind of silence, and they're talking about...
Welcome to fucking MLG, everybody. I hope you guys like this, because this is literally what they always fucking do.
MLG Adam has actually been pretty cool. I actually asked him to come on the show in a PM on Reddit. He never responded.
So I don't think he's going to. I'm sorry to tell you.
I thought the vice president of MLG would be dying to come on this show. I mean, it's kind of the thing. It's the big thing in Dota right now.
It's a real big place to go.
But he didn't want. I guess he didn't want to come on. Maybe he'll come on soon.
It's almost as big as that pewter statue.
I wish I could. I'm gonna take a picture. Okay, for everyone who's wondering what the fuck this pewter statue is, I will take a picture and put it on my Twitter, and you guys can look at it. It's very elegant.
That's his way of saying follow him on Twitter at What Is Hip.
What Is Hip TV.
I'm sorry.
For all your Dota and pewter statue needs.
That's right.
I am looking forward to this tournament. There's a 90% chance I'll be going to this tournament for some capacity. Looking forward to it.
He may be there in a big way, but that's all we're going to say. We can't say anything else specific just yet. Now, Liquid solidified their roster, by the way. Way Too Sexy. Greg, help me. How do you pronounce this?
No, according to the official Team Liquid Hero Twitter, whatever it is, I believe it's Koikwa.
Koikwa.
Koikwa. Which makes sense.
The V is silent.
It's like a U.
It's like a W. It's a W. It's like German. Koikwa.
It's like I want to say.
Whatever.
Xbox,
I'm gonna call him Quashkova. I don't care.
I mean, I personally like Koifa better. But
I'm
going to
call him QQ.
I'm going to call him Quash.
Okay, you know what? We can agree on QQ.
QQ, all right?
Liquid QQ. All
right.
I'm okay with that.
Now, the roster is Fluff and Stuff, Bulba, TC, Way Too Sexy, who obviously misspelled the two part. I can't believe that. It's supposed to be two O's. And then QQ. Now, Mike went inactive, but he's still part of Liquid because he's deciding what to do next. It seems like he's more interested in programming. He doesn't know if he wants to actually do competitive Dota. He's kind of lost the passion, I think, a little bit. Whether he gets it back or not,
Passion lost.
Wicked split.
Anyway, I think the story with Mike is, like a lot of people, pro gaming for him became sort of like a chore. Believe it or not, guys, if you play video games for 12 hours a day for 2 years, you do eventually, in fact, get a little bored of doing competitively, unsurprisingly. I think he is – I won't say that he's definitely done playing competitive Dota, but I think he is looking for ways to stay in the Dota scene without having to be a pro gamer.
See, I've never heard him speak, so I don't know if he could be a caster. I've seen him smile.
Probably could be, yeah.
I think he'll probably hang around as a member of Liquid and just kind of
he's not going anywhere.
Be there for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think he's going anywhere.
No, I don't think so either.
I just hang around and be there, like just like what's up, guys, and just stream.
Just soak it up, dude.
Like it's me, IX Mike, Stash. Just do that.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
And he'll probably still be running the IXDL stuff.
His league. I fucking hope he's still running it.
I mean, which is why I would assume.
All I can picture is him being this like angry, manipulative, controlling guy. You know, with the shades on, the suit. You know what I mean? Like he's like running the ISDL.
Have you ever even like?
I know. Dude, I'm making this up, but it's
literally
like
the nicest person on the planet.
I know that.
Let me go over my interaction with IX Mighty at the International. Right after they beat LGD, I asked him for an interview. And he said, sure. And I was like, oh, I'm What Is Hip. He's like, oh, I know who you are. You're famous. And I was like, oh, that's very funny. And he was saying it in like a nice way with his giant fucking stash smile.
Wait a minute.
It's a glorious thing.
Did we actually do the interview with him?
Yes. Glad you look at our content, editor-in-chief.
I do.
Fired.
I do. It's just
Mason,
I was watching.
You're promoted.
Yes. Now I get to be the EIC of two things and still not get paid.
All right.
Dude, that video, I hate you.
Mason, you're going to need to sit down and manage all the editorial content on the website.
We got so much of it.
All right.
Moving on.
EG solidified their roster. Fear, Fog, Geo, MSS, Universe. Team Liquid upset about this. Made a Twitter response. We have felt a great disturbance in the Dota 2 force, as if millions of insurmountable leads cried out in terror and then were thrown. And then EG also won big point.
Without throwing, might I add.
So it seems like EG's kind of okay right now.
I'll add that this roster is sick. This roster is super. Honestly,
we said the same thing about VP a couple weeks ago.
You're right. Maybe we just fucked them over. They're never going to win a thing.
this EG draft
the curse
sucks. Okay.
Okay, but both of these teams, Liquid and EG, I think look better after the movements. We'll have to see what happens with Dig and Toss. And is that on here?
No, we didn't talk.
Okay. No, but we don't really know what's going
on.
Yeah,
nothing. No one really fucking knows what's going on over in the Dig and Toss camp. Besides that, they now have Korok.
Nice little one-to-one trade there.
Yeah, traded. So if you guys didn't, Way 2 and Korok were traded. They didn't have to do any contract buyouts. I don't understand how Dig and Toss players are still on buyout, because I thought their contracts were a year, but that's neither here nor there.
Unless that means they secretly renewed them.
I like the Liquid team. It's still got sort of the same thing going on that they used to have with Tri-Core in players. Excuse me. Bulba's moved to mid. Rest in peace, Bulba, TI2.
Is Bulba a good mid?
He's good, but yeah. I mean, I don't know if you were really watching Dota at this point. In TI2, he got destroyed by Ferrari mid, and no one ever lets him forget it, ever.
I was watching it, but I didn't know enough about competitive Dota to really know who Bulba was at the time.
Destroyed.
And to be fair, Ferrari is Ferrari.
It's like being destroyed by like Dendi.
It's like trying to play Michael Jordan one-on-one.
It's like you can't really say much flame about it other than just joking around.
I mean, that's what flame is.
Well, not all the time.
Not always.
And I think we can look to the NEL to say that for sure.
We had another session here, but I actually want to wait on it.
Can we talk for a quick second here about super strong dinosaurs?
Yes.
These guys are fucking legit.
I mean, it's not like they're fucking unknown.
Oh, of course.
Players.
But I've had a fucking ball of a time watching super strong dinosaurs play.
It's because they don't give a fuck.
I love it.
And they don't give a single fuck.
They're basically just like, hey, you guys want to play?
It's kind of like how we run this show.
Okay, easy.
I mean,
want to go over the roster really quick for.
Yeah, go for it.
Snake King, Come With Me, Bambo, Arise, and Kabop.
It's a solid fucking team.
Yes.
And I'd also like to say I don't think that Throw With Me has thrown once yet.
More fucking. Come with me. The other person who gets more hate than anyone else for random reasons.
But here's the thing: Come With Me has not done like the EE/Demon effect because he's just been disliked.
He's pretty much just straight offended.
He hasn't had the upward swing yet.
Did you guys watch the game where Snake King got an E-blade on Mirana?
How was that?
Horrible. It was fucking horrible. They won the game anyway, but it was so bad. I just thought that was worth bringing up.
I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, they're playing for shit, so they don't really give a fuck, and they're just kind of having a good time playing some games. And you know what? I think it's nice to watch that. You know, as much as we love to see the super, like, high-intensity competitive Dota games, I think it's fun to see a team that is obviously trying and wants to win, but is also just kind of having fun at the same time.
This also sounds like a great 80s movie, like the Bad News Bears kind of thing. So this week,
the ashes of a team.
This week we had our first major content patch, which seems like Dota's switching over to large patches spread out over a certain amount of time.
Makes sense, because the game's out of beta now.
Theoretically.
And, still hasn't hit me.
But we actually had two patches this week, amazingly enough. We actually had a patch of hats, like yesterday.
Yay!
And,
I always love the hatting.
And I wish we had Cyborg on here, because I'd like to see his viewpoint on that. But anyway, we had First Blood, the big first contents patch. And some of the things that came into it was LAN support, but it's online required. It's not offline LAN.
LAN. Big air LAN.
It's like your server's online and everyone connects to it. So it's closer than, like, you know, USD.
Yeah, I mean, in all fairness to them, it's as LAN as any game's ever going to be. Ever from now on.
While being online.
Well, this is like as LAN as it gets. Because the thing is that I guess there's a way they could make it so it was completely offline, but like, there's no point in doing that. Like, who the fuck doesn't have an internet connection at this point?
We're not going back to Warcraft 3 anymore.
Yeah. The thing is, though, is that the game is hosted on a local computer in your network. Which is, I mean, essentially, when it comes down to it, that's what people really want in LAN. You know, they have shit internet in, you know, net cafes in Southeast Asia. But as long as they have a connection to Steam, they can host the lobbies within the net cafes, get good ping, et cetera, et cetera. It's great. It's good on them for actually doing this. Cough, cough, Blizzard. Cough, cough. What are you doing with your life? I don't know. That's cool. That's cool. Also,
they're fucking up Hearthstone. What they're doing.
Captain's Draft. You guys excited for Captain's Draft?
I love Captain's Draft. I'm having such a good time.
I think Captain's Draft.
You play like three heroes.
That's pretty much it. I'm like a three-trick pony. I really am.
I really love Captain's Draft because it lets me have some practice at being a captain without the ability to completely fuck everything up.
It's already done it for you.
Yeah, it's already given me the shitty hero, so I just have to pick from the worst.
In case people don't know what Captain's Draft is, you gather a team, choose a captain, and face off against your opponents in a test of wits to assemble a squad of randomized pool of 24 heroes. Each team takes turn banning two available heroes, just like normal. So basically, you only have 24 heroes that's randomly chosen instead of having the entire pool.
One very noticeable difference for those who want to head into Captain's Mode after or Captain's Draft after listening to us talk about it, you get one pool of 130 seconds.
Real rough.
No
reserve time.
There's no reserve time. If you're out of fucking time, it randoms everything else for you, so don't fucking...
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you run out of time on one of your picks or one of your bans, the rest of everything gets randomed. So don't waste time.
They improve the armory, which now you can sort by... You can put your own filters in by rare... wards, couriers.
How is this? I actually haven't gotten a chance to play around with
it. It's actually
really nice.
There's like four spots left less on each page, I think it is.
Didn't they add a couple pages, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there's one thing that happens with this that bugs the crap out of me, is that it takes a half second for the images to go from low res to high res when you change pages, at least for me. And it's driving me insane. I click right, and it's like it's fuzzy and then sharpens. And like the OCD part of my brain that's very small but there wants to destroy my computer. It's just why can't this be saved locally or something as I load in the game, you know? But the new armory is really good.
It's beautiful.
I really like it.
It's so easy to keep track of everything.
I think the Steam market needs some fucking changes because would happen... That's like a nightmare to try to search anything, and we'll go through that in a minute.
Yeah,
the other major thing, the Portal pack. Oh, my God. I'm a huge Portal fan. I really am. I'm like people bought me like the Portal hoodie from like Think Geek. So I have a Portal hoodie, and I got things for my phone, but I never actually put it on there because I got a different phone. I am a huge fan of Portal. I got to say, I'm a little disappointed in the announcer, A, because it's too low, and B, I feel like they could have done more with it. They could have had, like, the Aperture Science Testing Initiative would like to inform you that, you know, blah, 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 made a little more, a couple more lines. Like, Bastion announcer pack was amazing. It had each hero's name, had a line done by him, It just feels like the GLaDOS pack, it's good. It's great. Don't get me wrong. It's worth the money. For like, it was on sale for forever, so it was like $15 for like wards, a HUD, which the HUD's kind of as well.
I don't like the HUD.
It's, I mean, I think the portal was larger and was actually the square would be better. But mm-hmm. Getting back to the announcer, I feel like there could have been a lot more done with it. It's not bad. It's great.
I mean,
I'm loving
still,
it. But
they add content. To
and they
announcers.
Do.
Yeah.
Perry and Ashley told us that they listen to it and they add lines and all that. So it's not like it's done.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean eventually.
This isn't how it is forever. Like, they could change it if people aren't happy with it.
If you really think about it, like, it's crazy because when you go through the announcer packs of, like, Storm Spirit, eventually they go into Storm Spirit and add more lines of the announcer pack for Storm Spirit. You're never done. Like, as soon as you put more modes in, you're going to have to go revisit, like, old hero announcer packs. They're never going to be done updating things. It's actually the same when you think about it. So, I mean, it's not done, but I'm kind of underwhelmed a little bit. The actual, like, wards are amazing. They're gorgeous.
I like the wards a lot. I think they're really cool.
The HUD I wish they had done is, like, they're renovated, like, Aperture Science kind of white color.
I'm not really a big Portal guy. Like, I played Portal, of course. But I thought that the HUD was kind of weird that it was so dark.
I mean, they were going for more of the destroyed test chamber look. Like, more of, like, the Portal 2 feel. And I like that, but, I mean, as much as I loved Portal 2, when I think Portal, I think the original. I think, you know, the stark white with, you know, the blue and the orange, like the really, like, fancy testing facilities. And maybe that's just me, and I know that there's some people who very much like the sort of destroyed look, but I would have preferred a Portal 1
nice,
feel
nice
to
clean.
It.
Nice, clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have liked her referencing, like, testing a little bit. You know, like, because she didn't reference testing at all, and this is me being a giant freaking nerd. But she didn't reference testing at all, like Dota 2 be a test kind of feeling. I know I'm getting like way too nerdy, so I'm going to just skip it. But I mean, it's worth the money. I like it. It's just, I think they need to go and revisit it a little bit, especially with the, like, someone had mentioned putting the Radiant being blue and the Dire being orange portal.
That'd be cool.
That'd be kind of neat. But we'll see. And I brought up the patch notes here. We'll try to touch base on these because we've been going for a while now. But neutral creeps now properly use cast times animations. Not a big deal, but I mean, it's cool. You can disassemble.
We're not going through these, right?
No, I'm not going through all of them.
Jesus Christ, I wasn't ready for that.
No, we're going through every one of them. Guess what, Lumi? You're on notice. Let's do this.
No.
Upgraded items can be disassembled within 10 seconds. That's awesome.
That is fantastic.
This is a good thing. I won't accidentally buy Vanguards anymore.
Or rapiers.
I mean, I'm okay with that.
But then again, how accidental is that?
Yeah. Accidental, right?
I love items can be purchased. Item purchases can be made at the secret shop if the courier is at the location without selecting the courier.
Yeah, that's actually great.
And when it goes into the radius of the shop, it'll play a sound now, even if it's not selected. That's so good. You can buy your items. That's actually really big.
Yeah,
that's big.
Yeah, it's actually fantastic.
And that's just a good thing. You know, I've talked to a lot of my friends recently about why don't you play Dota? And a lot of them, you know, they play League of Legends. You know, I'm not just saying my random ass friends who don't play computer games. My friends mm-hmm. who do play computer games. And the biggest thing, one of the biggest things that they always mention is that the shop is convoluted as fuck. Which I can
really.
I mean, I can kind of understand that because there's
they
like
they should
pages.
Have played Dota 1.
Yeah, I know, right? You have to click a different person to buy that item.
It was a nightmare.
But I think the default view where there's like the pages. I don't know if that's still the default view. I don't use that. But like the grid just makes so much more sense to me. But I think taking steps like this, like these are very small steps, but they're noticeable steps to make the game easier to use.
Mm-hmm.
Are good, you know. Some people might be like, "Oh, you're taking away the, I don't know, the charm of Dota."
Whatever.
Those people can go fuck themselves because if more people play the game, it's good for everyone.
Go ahead.
I don't think I've ever had a problem with trying to find something in the shop, but maybe that's just because my go-to thing is just to search for it.
Like, yeah, but imagine that you're not only struggling with, imagine how overwhelming it is if you don't know who the fuck, like, you don't even know what your character does. Imagine that you're, like, someone tells you an item to buy, and you're like, where the fuck do I find that, you know?
I agree with you.
I just think it's good that small steps like this are being made. It definitely makes it clear, you know, with the tutorial system and things like that, that Valve is actively catering to new users.
That's fine. It's like you're making it more simple, but it's not in a way that really matters. It's not like Invoker becomes like three skills. That's like, oh my god, too much. But
yeah, of course.
This is something like that's inconsequential, but helps people learn. This isn't like we're dumbing this game down to League of Legends standards. It's a little Shots more fired. User friendly. Well, no, League of Legends is a great game.
I don't think that's an unfair thing to say.
I'm kidding.
It's a great game for what it is, and there's nothing wrong with League of Legends.
Except
I mean, I saw what a new character coming up.
No, we're not fucking talking about League of Legends. This is not a League of Legends podcast.
Anyways, it doesn't matter because it's an okay game. Listen, Riot, if you want to line my pockets with gold, I will turn on Dota the Heartbeat. I can be bought, and not for much.
Yeah, I'm not very expensive.
I'm pretty cheap because I'm low on the totem pole in Dota. So you get a deal. Enable Medusa in Captain's Mode. You must know I love this idea. You must know I love this. Medusa is actually a lot stronger than she used to be with her redone ultimate. Because now in the early game, she's still easy as fuck to kill. She really and she doesn't do much damage. But you can turn a team fight if you show up and throw your ultimate out enough where people will back off. It's actually a deterrent sometimes. And you can still get killed.
That hero's still shit bad. You know that, right?
No. She's fantastic, man. She really is.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed watching.
So is Zeus.
I don't remember which team it was, but they played a utility Medusa, sent her mid and rushed
them back. No, we're not even talking about that. This was like
kinda cool.
The fucking depths of NA Dota, where one team could literally be playing butterflies while the other team are playing Dota, and they'd still fucking win.
That game was not a comparison to what a utility
Medusa does.
It was still interesting.
Taking them and stomping them under their feet like little fucking caterpillars.
Medusa is amazing, okay? It's the only hero that if you get to where you need to be,
oh my god,
you can 5v1.
50 minutes into the game, you better hope your team hasn't lost. No, fuck that hero. That hero's bad.
Medusa's actually, she's a lot stronger in the early game because of her ultimate. Because if you have enough nukers on your team, and they are stupid enough to face you long enough and not...
This doesn't fucking happen in competitive Dota, though. They're like, oh, Medusa, we better try to kill her. No.
Yeah. But if they turn away, they still take damage as they're running away.
Yeah, it kills the momentum. It's like,
but we're not talking about Medusa.
Stop it. Hey, you. Hey, stop.
We're not talking about Medusa.
Stop it right now. I'm gonna shoot spit. No.
We're not talking about Medusa, though.
I'm talking about Medusa.
I'm talking about in this fight, okay? It's part of a team effort. If you've got, like, Lina stunning... and then, like, Laguna blading a person as they're running away.
Then they're fucking dead anyway.
But what if they were still trying to kill people? If you turn them away
okay, you could have a PL who could land them. Could have a Faceless Void who could dash and bash them. You could have a fucking Spectre who can just run across the entire map. You could have a Drow. Drow's even a shit hero. It's better than Medusa. Medusa does not bring anything to the fucking table.
PL and Spectre are just as weak as she is in the beginning. PL is actually stronger because of Lance.
I'm throwing things.
But Spectre is just as weak as Medusa.
Spectre's a horrible hero also. I mean, I'm not defending Spectre that much.
I'm not going after Spectre. I'm going after Medusa.
And Medusa's a shit hero.
She's not a shit hero. She's a great hero. Oh, she really is. I've got more wins than losses on her.
That does not mean anything. You are not a representative of the entire sample size of Dota.
I want to tell you that I am, because as crappy of a player as I am, if I can make her do well in the hands of a pro, it should be pretty easy. That's what I'm saying. Now we'll move on.
Time will tell.
Fountain hooks are gone.
I'm going to kill myself.
Go ahead. I'll wait.
I'm just going to drink this really fast.
All right, I'm really sad that fountain hooks are gone. Like, I'm really depressed.
I had a discussion to this on Twitter with LD and a couple other people, Shostakovich, Shayoka, and everyone's fucking sad. That mechanic's broken as fucking competitive games.
Yeah, really, that's damn if it isn't fun. To.
It's a bonus. I'm going to miss that shit so bad. What's more exciting than Nobby picking a second pick Pudge and a third pick Chen? Nothing. There is nothing more exciting in all of Dota than when that happens. If you say there is, you need to go watch some more fucking Fountain Hook games.
They only won because of Fountain Hooking.
Yeah, literally, they only won because of it.
And I'm okay with that.
I am too.
Because it's not
easy. I'm totally okay with that.
Herein lies the issue with Fountain Hooking. It's extremely low risk if your Pudge has BOTs. So,
or if you have a Coddle.
Or if you have a Coddle. But then you have a Coddle and a Chen and a Pudge. So if your lanes lose, you just fucking lose the game. But I think maybe they could have explored, like, what if we just don't let Pudge get BOTs or something? I don't know. I think about it this way. That mechanic.
People claim that it's very unfair. But you're basically trading one hero for one hero. Which, in his defense, Pudge is really only good for his hook in the first place. So it can be said that whatever hero you take out of the enemy team fight before the fight even happens is worth more than having a Pudge on your team.
He's also a great kisser.
But when it comes down to it, you're trading a hero to get sent back to base for a hero to get sent back to base. Granted, one of them is going to the enemy base.
Yeah,
but
one of them dies, and then...
But you're still trading one for one.
Yeah, but then he just BOTs back on the fight. Like, it's not like he's gone forever.
Yeah, I mean, that's
the problem. The problem is that if you miss a Fountain Hook, you are not punished nearly as much as the reward you could possibly get from that. Like, mechanics, I understand that Valve needs to take steps, especially after the International when that shit happens. Like, everyone loved that day. It was amazing, but that was, like, some broken-ass shit.
Well, except Alliance. I don't think Alliance liked it much.
So. Well, then maybe you put item restrictions again. Like,
yeah, I mean,
Pudge,
maybe
as much
maybe
as he can't get a blink
Pudge
dagger,
can't
you
get BOTs either. Like,
or teleport scrolls. Fuck him.
Fuck that guy. That's an over there. I think maybe it doesn't have a place in competitive Dota. I would have liked them try to take some other steps to make that better. Because when it comes down to it, it's probably the right move. But that doesn't mean I'm not upset about it.
Well,
fair enough. I can agree with that.
Moving on. Control groups are now saved to the cloud per hero and will persist across games and disconnects.
That's amazing.
They're saved by hero? Per hero?
That is.
That's pretty awesome.
For a lot of people, that doesn't mean anything, but for the people that means things for, that's a big fucking deal. Like, people who still use legacy hotkeys that change their items every game, that's a big fucking deal.
If you're someone who likes the micro, this is awesome for you.
Yeah, this means that if you, like, summon creeps or something, you used to have to re-hotkey them every time. You don't have to do that anymore.
So, in any game ever.
Do you still have to do it the first time in each game or no? Like, if you're a Nature's Prophet, you make
across
chance.
Games, it disconnects.
Oh, that's kind of neat. Big fan. I'm a big fan of that. That's neat.
Patch notes.
Okay.
You don't read the patch notes,
I'm
do you?
I'm looking at the patch notes, but reading is hard.
It is hard.
Especially when you drink and have a bottle of bourbon.
Especially when your computer... never mind. Anyway, added privacy. Added profile privacy option to prevent viewing of Steam Dota profiles. I don't like this. I like to be able to see if someone's kind of a noob.
Yeah, but by default, it's off, though. You have to actively turn it on.
You have to go find it.
Yeah, you have to actively turn it on. So I'm fine with this. It's whatever. It's to keep pro players from getting harassed. It's fine.
It's if you're shitty, then you turn it on. I mean,
dude, if you're that shitty, you're not even gonna know where the fuck this thing is.
No, you can be smart and still bad at Dota. That's okay. It works that way.
Right, look at Greg.
Added a button to choose to be captain in Captain's Boat or Captain's Draft game.
Fuck that button.
Fuck
that button. It's still whoever clicks it the fastest gets it.
Would you buy dinner first, at least?
No, I would just right in the ass. Just
well, that is just rude.
I mean, I like the idea of being able to have it not be insta-locked by whoever randomly happens to be lucky enough to get it. But it's still basically whoever gets to load first gets to pick the button first. Like, there needs to be... I think it's a step in the right direction, but it's not a fix. That's my tirade.
In the economy area, The quality of the item drops you're eligible for is now tied to your Dota profile level. This really don't matter because, like, by level 7, I guess,
you can get Arcanus. Yeah, you can find arcane items.
It's just the...
At level 7?
Yeah, it's like, it's like not even hard.
20 wins? How many wins is that?
It's not hard. That's the point.
Bullshit. I want to be rewarded for my 2,000 hours in Dota.
I really want... If I spent the time to be, like, level 120, whatever, I want something to come from it. It's like, you need to... That's the problem with, like, this Battle Points level system. Yeah, you get an item every level, but you don't get any...
It's a shitty Sven sword.
It's a common Kunkka item or something, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is that they have to be very, very, very careful about how they implement this, because if they don't, they're just going to be item farmers.
But it doesn't... Just because you're eligible to get an Arcana doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Yeah, of course. But if they tie, like, tiered rewards to account, there's just going to be, like, Chinese servers that are just fucking item farming.
I know, but I don't see a point of level 7 being Arcana.
I would agree with that. That's bullshit.
100 Arcana I can deal with. I mean, make it... It's not even trying to get to level 7, you know? The army page now consists of 6 items.
Hey, man, some people can only take, like, 2 games of Dota and then they quit forever. We're a toxic community. That's what my friends tell me. They don't know. They don't know, man.
I mean, I think we're pretty toxic. Fuck you guys.
Fuck yourself.
We kind of are. Filters that are created by the army are also stored in the Steam Cloud.
And it goes. Let's get the hell through this. I don't care about any of this other stuff.
But no, this is actually important, this one. Many items have been removed from the store. They can be sold and bought through the Steam Community Market. And contributors will receive a share of each resale of their items. The items that have been removed are not immortal. The items that have been removed are not immortal. They may return to the store in future sales or events, or they may appear in the drop list. And actually, the item drop list has been greatly pared down and now change over time, so you'll get certain things.
Don't get the same fucking item that you got last month.
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of neat. Fine. That's kind of neat that the community contributors will actually get more money for their items by the Steam market.
That is very neat.
See? You didn't want to talk about
it. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it, but it's neat.
Well, too bad. We're talking about it. Damn it. Get ready for the ride.
Looking for a host for the chat wheel? Kidding. I love you.
Your liver will give out long before you can fill that role. Don't worry. The rest of the stuff's kind of not that important, quote unquote.
Let's jump to this no more normal high, very high filter matchmaking thing.
And it's also, they removed the ability to search for player names and recent game history.
I'm not thrilled about that.
Why?
I mean, I'm a proponent of having a personally visible, even if you want to make it invisible to everybody else, sort of rank. I like to know that I'm improving or getting shittier.
I'd have to say that this, to me, makes me think that at some point there's going to be some sort of, like, private MMR or something. I don't think they
would
just, I don't think they would just chop these levels without adding anything in return.
I personally liked being able to go back in my match history and, you know, see where I played for the most part and then get sad because the only games that I played in high matchmaking were ones that I played with my brother.
You know, that's actually how it feels for me, too. Your brother has also brought me there, and so has Nika, actually.
I can't. Now, guys, let's be serious.
Yeah, it's at the fountain. No, I think what's happening here, and this is my own personal opinion, when this came out, people got their pitchforks sharpened, and they were ready to take blood.
Fucking pitchforks sharpened.
And I put this
in
the
actual... pitchfork store. That's a good idea.
I mean, I keep mine permanently sharpened just in case. You never know.
I know. Mine's where my... I'm like the
I have a grinding...
Is yours right next to the torch? Where do you put yours?
Yeah, no.
Me, I've got 2 torches just in case it gets really wild. 2 torches and then the pitchfork in the middle.
I have a torch already covered in oil waiting to be lit.
Oh, nice.
And a pitchfork next to it that I keep sharp. And I have a grinding stone on this side of my desk just in case it needs some last-minute touch-ups before going out with the mob.
Yeah, you've got to make sure it's... If you're gonna have to stab someone, you're gonna make sure it goes through them.
You want it to be clean.
I feel what's happening here is, and I said this on the Reddit post, people flip out because it's been removed. I don't think this is gonna be something we're gonna worry about in a couple patches now, big patches.
Valve, we believe.
I think what's happening is they're making the regular pubbing to be regular, just like your all average.
Ranked and unranked.
Let's have some fun. Yeah, exactly. Like, this is unranked. You're pubbing.
I would fucking
have
never
a good time.
I don't know. I guess.
And then is it for the casual people like that don't want to like compete? And then down the line, because they've already said they want a ranked matchmaking. They just don't know how to do it. This is like months ago, so they might know how to do it now. And so you'll see this rank thing come out soon, hopefully, where you'll actually have that ability to judge how good you are while not tainting this casual area that they're trying to also build the game around where people just want to go and have fun and not worry about
also,
when you're losing.
As sort of an extension of this, I'd also like to see self-administrating tournaments like in Warcraft 3.
As in?
Like automatic tournaments that run.
Like one of your team, like
Yeah,
there's just like tournaments that just kick every 8 teams.
I would like that.
That used to be a thing that happened in Warcraft 3, so I can't.
Yeah, like almost every day there was some sort of like a 3v3 or a 1-on-1 or a 2-on-2 sort of tournament going on. Mm-hmm. That'd be really cool.
I think I read that on Reddit where it's like
I gotta
just
imagine that
game automatically did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like gave out items for it. It was just one of those automatic things for the community.
I can imagine that's in the works. That's a great feature.
I agree.
Because then, I mean, if you have that and you have the casual area, you know, and you have the ranked queue or whatever, you know, you're really catering to all the different groups at the same time. You know, no one's pissed. No one's had their gameplay taken away. Because it's pretty clear how popular things like this are. I mean, just look at NEL, IXDL, whatever. You know, even IXDLO is a very large like thing. So.
Yeah, it is.
All right, let's get this wrapped up. This has been a long one.
Well, we weren't here for last week. We're kind of catching up on two things, so I'm okay with it.
For like 25 minutes.
No, we discussed an important topic.
No, I meant before that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we totally did. So the final thing I want to say is good luck to Blitz.
Good luck.
Korea.
Yeah, Will. I love Will. He's like
Purge. Go Blitz,
also
go.
Super nice, and he's in Korea Purge. Now. Still mm-hmm. to be released what team he's going to be playing on. I will be buying that NSL ticket, and I will be staying up and watching as many games as possible. And I hope he does
You're
well.
You're such a good butt buddy.
You Purge know. Has been brokenhearted. I've held him tenderly.
Left on the wayside. No one to ride bikes with.
I think I'm his rebound fuck. I'm not quite sure. I mean,
does your wife know about this?
No, you don't know about it. It's a special moment in time. And even if he's using me, I'm okay with it because goddamn those blue eyes. Oh.
Fuck. That mustache.
Do you have anyone you'd like to give shout-outs to, Greg?
Oh, CyberPower PC, as always. And what is this bourbon? Blanton's bourbon, thank you. For carrying me through this long, arduous day. I have a long weekend coming up. And, you know, I believe that this bourbon can bring me through it.
And don't forget to thank the pewter.
Also the pewter thing. Which
for stimulating.
I will put on. No, not
for
stimulating.
For stimulating your prostate.
I will post a picture of the pewter figurine later on Twitter.
Cleaned up. Mason.
Maybe.
Shout out to the pewter figurine for going where no statue has gone before.
I respect that pewter figurine.
Shout outs to CyberPower PC, as always, for letting us make this a thing.
That's a lie. That pewter figurine is going somewhere that many men has gone before.
Oh, man.
Shout outs to the pewter figurine. Shout outs to CyberPower PC. And as always, shout outs to you guys who listen to us rant and rave for over an hour every single week. We wouldn't be here without you. Well, maybe we would be, but we'd just be talking to ourselves.
Derek does that anyway, so.
Yeah, it's true. Gives us a reason to talk to ourselves.
I'd like to give a shout out to our lost reputability from this episode.
This just fucking rant filled episode.
Rest in peace.
All the enemies we've made, I'd like to give a shout out to them.
Yeah, Sari, I hope you're listening.
Brax, I'm sorry. You're going to hate me forever if you even know who I am. Shout out to CyberPower PC. Obviously, you can follow us on Twitter. Greg is whatiship.tv at before that. Mason is at
@WadeFuda,
and I am at Darith. Mason is still beating me in Twitter followers.
Up to 55.
And I'm getting, crushing them both.
You know what? Fuck you.
I'm getting angry right now. I really am. I mean, I'm actually not mad about the Sayuri thing. I'm just really mad about the Twitter, and it's overflowing in the Sayuri.
What are you at right now?
46.
Wow.
You're catching up.
I'm actually getting a couple. I'm almost halfway to 100. I mean, I'm getting some, so it's great. Well, we'd like to thank you. Yeah. Once again, we'd like to thank you for, you know, joining us. And without your support, we'd just be talking to ourselves, which we probably still do, because we really love to hear ourselves talk. We'll see you next week. And any constructive criticism, love, hate, put it in the Reddit post, tweet it at us.
WhatIsHipTV@gmail.com. I check it very regularly.
It forwards to his real email, so that's why.
No. WhatIsHipTV@gmail is my real email.
Oh, well, either way.
Where I get WhatIsHipTV is my other email, which forwards.
So please, spam his email.
Yeah, so spam it. Fill it up.
Either one you want to spam his email.
Yeah, I will also say that hopefully soon there will be, I'll be able to tell everyone about MLG Columbus and stuff I'll be providing you guys with, but I'm excited.
And we're hoping that soon we're going to go live. We're getting some of the...
Yes. Oh, yeah. Shit. We didn't talk about that this week. It's going to happen. I swear to God.
We're super, super serial.
Someone is very, like, on the weekends, I get updates. He sends me the new animations. They look really awesome. And soon we should have enough stuff to do live stream, and at that point I'm gonna have to figure out a schedule in my life, and you know, guys, I'm just not sure I'm ready for that.
Don't worry, it's gonna be an amazing.
We only started 50 minutes late today.
It's gonna be a beautiful, amazing mess for the first couple episodes, and you're really gonna want to be there to see this train wreck. It's gonna be great.
I will say that, you know, we don't really cut, we hardly ever cut anything out of this, so you'll just get to see our clowny ass faces.
Why don't
we do
this? You know, that's actually true. Honestly, we like don't
I think
edit this at all.
We cut something like once.
We cut yeah. Two pieces out of last episode that were just kind of boring roster changes that really had no point. Otherwise, you're gonna get this. Plus, we're gonna hopefully have some communication
We'll also have more active guests. Since we do these at very random ass times, basically whenever we can fit them in. Having a real schedule will force me to schedule us to have guests, so you can blame me for not having guests this week. It is my fault. It was supposed to be Grand Grant. I know you guys would have loved it.
And it would have took like 3 hours for the show instead of like the hour and a half we're at, because one more person would have been in there. But we're gonna bring in the quote-unquote audience more. Hopefully we'll bring in some guests that are beautiful.
We should do polls. That's a good idea.
We could do polls, some Kappa polls. We could do beautiful guests. I want to try to get Purge in here. Maybe a very special guest that actually won a lot of money recently, which we're holding out on to maybe bring on the show.
That'll happen.
But we're trying to. Here's a hint. We're trying to wait for it to be live because he's just so goddamn beautiful. Because
you got
to
be able to see his beautiful
face. He's just beautiful.
It's a necessity.
And I think
you'd be wasted.
And his face is just like from the gods. It's like ambrosia. I mean,
okay, it's getting weird. We're done here.
You'll know if you think about people who won a lot of money recently.
Can I sing?
It is beautiful.
Music?
No.
How does it go again?
Can we sing the outro music?
I'm trying to. It's all right, like,
ready?
It's like the Oscars where we just escort Daria out the stage.
Do 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 do.